Last 4 years at Alabama under Nate Oates, that has been a very, very successful program, not just in the SEC, but on a national scale. He actually went with Oates from Buffalo to Tuscaloosa. Hodgson is a Western New York guy, but he wants to play that Alabama style, as Butchie mentioned, get up and down. So I know a lot of eyes are on Friday night. Tennessee coming in here, an 8 o'clock tip, an early season showcase game. But this club here, they look to have the athleticism, and this is a good opening night opponent for Wisconsin.
And if you're Wisconsin, you've just got to continue to, like we talked a lot about rules, but make sure you take care of transition first. Everything else will fall into place if you take care of transition first.
All right, as Arkansas State comes out traveling, black unis, the red and white trim. Badgers will be in the home white and the cardinal trim. Your officials for tonight's opener, Earl Walton, Tony Meeks, and Josh White, as the crowd settling into the Kohl Center. I hope you enjoy here Wisconsin basketball as we are set to get underway. Talking to a couple players yesterday and even last week, it's like, finally, it's a long training camp. You go all summer, and then the training camp is 42 days to get 30 practices in, a private scrimmage with Northern Iowa, and then the exhibition game with Stevens Point. Now it's for real.
It's for real, and the first 5 minutes will be for real on their lungs as well, because they're going to be breathing heavy.
It'll be Nelson and Crowell set to jump center. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. The toss and tap belongs to Wisconsin, and season number 126 for Badger basketball is underway as Wisconsin moves to our left in the first half. Max Klesmith throwing to Chucky Hepburn, the right side against Caleb Field. Inside feed to Crowell off the right block. Single coverage, Isaiah Nelson back against Crowell. Right shoulder turn up, left hand, no, but a foul. And Steven Crowell gets early free throws.
Good first possession. One of the keys we talked about was getting the ball and dominating the paint. Post touch to the big fellas. Steve Crowell works it, does a little shoulder shake, comes back with the jump hook, gets the free throw line.
To the line goes Crowell. 63% last year, and we mentioned this in the exhibition game. The Badgers want to get to the foul line more. Greg Gard very adamant about that as Stevie hits the first free throw. Last year, they averaged but 14 attempts per game. Greg would like to see a little closer to 25 and up as this season moves along. Crowell opens the scoring with the first free throw, second in the air, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, back tap from Wall to Crowell, throwing to Klesmith. Does the Badgers keep the possession? Left wing, inside to Wall, backing left block, backing against Darian Ford, turns up right hand, sweet. And it's 5-0 Wisconsin here in the opening minute. And up the floor comes Arkansas State, moving to our right. Badgers straight up defensively. With the ball is Freddie Hicks, and he lost the handle. He was checked by Wall. Hicks lost it. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Tyler did a great job of showing his hands, playing with his chest. You can't call a foul if there's no contact there. You play through the chest. Really good job by Tyler.
45 seconds gone by. 3-0 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to A.J. Storr on the right wing. Storr, the transfer from St. John's. He's from Rockford, Illinois. Feeds Max Klesmith against Avery Feltz. Gives it up to Crowell at the top. Lobs it to Hepburn. Chucky puts it on the deck. Left hand out of the right. Fadeaway right elbow jumper is good for Chucky Hepburn. And it's 5-0 Wisconsin, a bit more than a minute in. Arkansas State coach says get it up the floor. And Caleb Fields against Chucky Hepburn. Fun matchup to watch there along the right lane line. And he throws it away to Fields, trying to get Hicks out along the left sideline. Another turnover.
Wisconsin's defense was set there, which caused a turnover. There was nowhere to go on the dribble. Even though they want to play fast, that wall was set up by the defense.
Here comes Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by. 5-0 Wisconsin. Storr throwing to Hepburn high on the right. Chucky holds and looks, whips it inside, caught by Storr, low on the right, layup good. Storr flashing to the bucket, and he's rewarded.
What a start by Wisconsin. 7-0 early on, and everything's been at the rim.
Here's Caleb Fields. Going to Hicks on the left side against Tyler Wall. Leaves it for Avery Feltz. Left foul line extended. Feeds Fields. Right lane line. Draws. Kicks. Left side Hicks for three. Left side. No good. Rebound Klesmith for Wisconsin. Max with a lead feed to Chucky Hepburn. Left side of the front court. Loops it into Tyler Wall. Left of the lane. Wall starts to back. Backing on Hicks. Backing left lane line in the paint. Up right hand. And it rolls in for Tyler Wall. And it's 9-0 Wisconsin. 2 minutes gone by. Terrific start for Wisconsin, 4-4 from the field. Here's Darian Ford left lane line, and on the dribble attack, he is fouled by A.J. Storr.
AJ is going to try to just get over that a little bit more, put that leg over that screen, and then show your hands. They're looking to call a foul in a drive like that. You show it, much better chance of not having that call.
Every newcomer, talking with Nolan Winter about it, not just freshmen, but transfers, the defensive principles here, that's the big adjustment. As the inbounds pass, Fields finds Phelps, tries a three left side. That got deflected, and it falls well short. Here comes Storr for Wisconsin. 9-0 the Badgers, 2:20 gone by. Storr left-hand dribble in the lane, leaning, shooting, missing, rebound to Arkansas State and Isaiah Nelson. Outlet to Freddie Hicks, left sideline, front court, feeds Phelps. Back to Hicks, turns at the Fields, top of the circle. Caleb Fields matched up with Chucky Hepburn between the circles. Turns down the Nelson screen, drives right lane line to the rim. Layup good. A nice burst from Caleb Fields, refusing the screen and driving it to the hole. 9-2 Wisconsin. 2:45 gone by. Steven Crowd to the front court. Last a bit between the circles by Nelson. Leaves it for Storr. AJ to the line. Down the lane. Spin move. Goes up right hand. Nice soft touch. It rolls in for Storr. He has four early on for the Badgers.
Great patience. Gathered himself. Went straight up, straight down.
11-2 Wisconsin. We're 3 minutes in. Here's Freddie Hicks on the dribble, right lane line, cut off with a block by Wall. Runs it out to Darian Ford, fakes a three. Storr went up, kicks it right side. Hicks for three, right corner. Too long, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, loose. Klesmet couldn't control. Nelson does, and a reset for Arkansas State. Fields feeds four, top of the circle. The lefty will hoist a three straight away. Back rim, no good. Whistle inside. Foul called on Nelson, pushing off on Steven Crowell.
Man, it's been Wisconsin's offense has been so good that it hasn't led to any transition opportunities by Arkansas State. That's been the one thing that Wisconsin worried about, stopping that transition. But they've been so patient, Arkansas State hasn't been able to get anything out in transition.
And they just picked up their second foul on their big Isaiah Nelson. So Laquil Hardnitz in the lineup now, 6'8", transfer from Buffalo. Nolan Winter is on for Wisconsin. Throws to Wall, feeds Chucky Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble, right foul line extended, throws to Wall, turns the left side of the corner for Storr. Storr starts to back off the left wing in the lane, left elbow jumper is good, and A.J. Storr with six early on for the Badgers. 13-2 Wisconsin, 16-10 left in the first half. Here's Hicks. Right of the circle, puts it on the deck, left lane line, try to muscle it up over Wall, and it is good. It counts, and a foul. Freddie Hicks, 6'6", junior. And he'll go to the free throw line with an and one. The foul on Tyler Wall is his first.
It was just a good left-handed drive by Hicks. Was able to turn and spin, got on the hip of Tyler, and that's where Tyler had the bad positioning with his feet, led to the foul.
Freddie Hicks, his father, the all-time shot blocks leader at Arkansas State, played with the program down there in Jonesboro back in the 90s as Hicks hits the free throw. It's now 13-5 Wisconsin. We're 4 minutes in here in Madison. Klesmet, Carter Gilmore, Nolan Winter, A.J. Storr, and Chucky Hepburn, the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Here's Storr. Left of the circle, kills the dribble, feeds Gilmore. Carter high on the right. He'll toss to Winter. 12 of the shot clock. Klesman left point. Dribbles top of the circle. Hits the brakes. Feeds Storr left point. A.J. barreling down the lane. Goes up in traffic. Missed it, but he drew contact. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line. And we've got a timeout here early on in Madison. The under-16 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 13, Arkansas State 5. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Stack up on pet supplies from Menards and save 11% on everything. Come check our great selection of pet food and wildlife supplies. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a dog food made with real beef and quality ingredients. It provides well-balanced nutrition for supporting happy, healthy pets. Right now, get a 13-ounce can for just $2.49 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 15:41 left in the first half, 13-5 Wisconsin. Butchie, the Badgers following the plan, getting it done in the paint.
6 of 7, and this is the number you love to hear if you're a Badger fan. 12 points in the paint. They've done it a variety of ways. A couple of post touches early on, then it was drives, and then it was A.J. Storr just, well, making great plays. A couple of times making individual plays where they kind of had to isolate and let him go.
A.J. missed the first free throw. The second is straight through, and it's 14-5 Wisconsin. Presses on now for the Badgers. Darian Ford throws it into Freddie Hicks. They break the press. Gilmore's back. Hicks driving right lane line. Pushed it up and in. Freddie Hicks got a little game. He had 23 against Central Arkansas in their exhibition last week, and he has 5 early on tonight. 14-7 Wisconsin. We're 4.5 minutes in. Nolan Winter finds Storr. Flashing left block. Turns baseline. Short jumper. Good. A.J. Storr has 9. And we're not 5 minutes into the game. Here comes Caleb Fields down the lane. Without a big old gap down the paint. Missed the layup, but he was fouled. Max Klesmith got him, and that'll be his first.
Max picks one up there just because there wasn't that hedge on that ball screen. Miscommunication on the ball screen. That's why all of a sudden Max is behind, gets the foul. But I'm going to say this about A.J. Storr. He's fun to watch, man. You're going to get sore with this left arm of yours because I'm going to keep hitting it every time. Because he's doing different things out on the floor. Not that we haven't seen it, but just it's the patience and how he operates when he gets the ball in that mid post. Taking his time, reading the defense, then realizing, okay, I'm one-on-one, which he didn't see a whole lot at St. Johnson. Got to go score the basketball.
Yeah, he's a smooth operator. He just makes it look easy here. Caleb Fields hits the first free throw. We'll reset the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin after the second toss from Fields in the air. No good. Rebound, Connor Esiejian, who just checked in. He's out there with Chucky Hepburn, A.J. Storr, Carter Gilmore, and Stephen Crowell. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. Man-to-man defense, inside feed. Esiejian low on the right. Contact, no foul, missed the shot. Here comes Arkansas State. Caleb Fields up the floor. Top of the circle against Chucky Hepburn. 16-8 Wisconsin. Fields throwing to Dominguez, who had checked in. Andre Dominguez out there, 6'9 junior. Here's Ford driving the lane. Got tied up by Hepburn, and we should have a tie-up. We do. Held ball, arrow, Arkansas State. Good D from Chuck.
Really good piece of fishing there as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
didn't anticipate, all of a sudden realized Chucky was in there with both hands. And when you go in to grab that ball, you go in with two hands, you're going to get the jump ball a lot of the time.
Chucky loves to play defense. Talked about it, had a chat with him yesterday about that. Inbounds pass to Dominguez. Shot blocked inside by Storr. Here comes Hepburn. Streaks up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky in the lane. Kicks to Gilmore left of the circle. Bounces for Crowell. Crowell against Hicks. Crowell, left shoulder turn, up right hand, rolls off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It goes off of either him or Gilmore, a Badger either way. It goes out of bounds to Arkansas State. Off of Crowell last. Or a foul, I beg your pardon. A foul is assessed to Stephen Crowell. That'll be his first. 14:30 left in the first half. 16-8 Wisconsin. Caleb Fields brings it up the floor. Mentioned a mainstay in this team, the 1,000-point club, 250 rebounds, 250-plus assists in his career. Now Darian Ford has it, right point, back out the Fields against Connor Esiejian. Fields takes him on, drives left lane line, scoops it up and in with the left hand. Caleb Fields with 5, and it's 16-10, Wisconsin, with 14:08 left in the first half. So Arkansas State's starting to counter a little bit. Crowell goes inside to Seijan. Low in the right, layup is good. Tried it again with Connor. He's able to finish, and the lead is 8 for the Badgers.
Right back the door there by Connor to get open.
Fields out front off a Dominguez screen. Throws to Dominguez high on the left. Refeeds Fields between the circles. Rotates right side. Darian Ford. Ford against A.J. Storr. Backing, stumbled. Walked with the ball. Storr holding his turf on the defensive end. And now John Blackwell, the freshman, will come in along with Tyler Wall. Storr and Gilmore will sit down. Blackwell out of Highland Park, Michigan.
Right now, Arkansas State's overplaying a little bit on that defensive end. And we've had multiple Badgers cut to the front of the rim, and they've been able to get easy buckets. A.J. and Connor both have resulted in that.
13:40 left in the half, 18-10 Wisconsin. With the ball is Chucky Hepburn against Caleb Fields between the circles. Whips it to a Seijan. Quick toss into Wall. Trying to go inside to Hepburn. It's broken up, stolen away. And here comes Freddie Hicks to the front court. And a feed to Hartman, left of the lane, runs it up, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down. Wall had it, lost it. Blackwell is there. And it goes to Hepburn, right side, takes a three on the wing, and it's off the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Laquil Hartnett of Arkansas State. Now Taron Todd on the floor, has the ball. Matched up with a Seijan. Dominguez will try a three right side. Back iron, no good. Elevating for the rebound is Chucky Hepburn. He'll turn and go. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Stops top of the circle. Finds Blackwell. Bounces into Crowell. Right of the paint. Back to Blackwell on the give and go. The layup is good. First college points for John Blackwell. 20-10 Wisconsin. Taron Todd right side working on a Seijan off the right wing. A pass out to Hartnett. Wide open three right of the circle is good. Will Hartnett, transfer from Buffalo, shot 34% from distance a year ago.
It's a lack of communication on that Wisconsin defense in that possession.
20-13 Wisconsin, 12:30 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Chucky off the Crowell screen, whips it to Stevie. Turned down the three, into Wall, low on the right, up no good. Blackwell crashing, and he is fouled. Oh, the freshman John Blackwell not afraid to mix it up. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Couple good things John's done. Able to kind of pass, have created a good angle to get the ball in the Stephen Crowell there. Gets an extra opportunity on the offensive board. And then defensively, understanding position-wise where he was supposed to be on that last possession. When you come in as a freshman, first game, the game goes so fast, but John's done a good job of just slowing it down and making the right play instead of being sped up.
Laquil Hartnett called for the foul as Blackwell hits the first free throw. Father Glenn played at Illinois back in the 80s under Lou Henson. Klesman in, a Seijan out. So you got Klesman and Hepburn along with Blackwell, Wall, and Stephen Crowell. Second free throw, John Blackwell. In and out, no good. Taron Todd the rebound. 21-13 Wisconsin, 12-18 left of the first half. Badgers 9 of 14 from the floor and 13 of the 14 shots inside the arc. Here's Taron Todd. He'll try a three left side. That's off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. And the freshman brings it up the right sideline of the front court. Badgers move to our left in the first half. A throw to Wall, top of the circle. He'll give off to Max Klesmet. Leads it for Crowell, top of the key. A handoff to Hepburn, trying to turn the corner to the line. In the lane, pivots, bounces Crowell. Right block against Hartnett. Low on the right, size advantage Crowell. And the layup is good for Crowell. His first points, and the lead is 10 for the Badgers.
Good base on that post up. Went right through the defender because he had a good base for the big fella.
11:38 left of the break, 23-13 Wisconsin. Caleb Fields left foul line extended, feeds Hartnett, open three, right of the circle, back rim no good, long rebound, Hartnett has it, gets the offensive board, trying to back on Blackwell, throws it back out the Fields, and he walked with the ball, trying to show and go, turnover Arkansas State, says we have a timeout at the Kohl Center. Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference, and with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:25 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Arkansas State 13. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 11:25 left of the first half. Wisconsin 23, Arkansas State 13. Butchie, we touched on this a little bit Wednesday in the exhibition game. We're seeing it early tonight. Multiple players, a variety of Badgers bringing the ball up the floor, getting it going.
Well, and what that has done is it's moved Chucky to almost the two. Chucky's played 8 minutes, most of any Badger so far. But we've seen Max Klesman be the ball handler. We've seen John Blackwell be the ball handler. And it's freed up Chucky to kind of play a little bit different. Now Chucky obviously will have the ball coming up to initiate the offense. But different ways here to get Chucky involved in this offense a little bit more.
Hepburn gives off to Nolan Winter back on the floor for Wisconsin. Now it's Tyler Wall. Flips to Blackwell at the left point against Avery Phelps. Blackwell kills the dribble top of the circle. Bounce feed for Wall. Shot clock at 13. Wall against Freddie Hicks. Single coverage. They have him isolated. Back against Wall. Blackwell gets cut to the floor at the top of the circle. And the foul is called against Avery Phelps of Arkansas State. That'll be his first.
As far as everything that we've talked about early on in this game, dominated the paint, 18 of the 23 points for Wisconsin in the paint, guarded the three-point line. Arkansas State, only 1 of 8 from three.
And they were 18 of 36 against Central Arkansas. Blackwell checks out, A.J. Storr back in, inbounds pass to Nolan Winter, who sends it to Tyler Wall. Tyler puts it on the deck, right of the lane against Hicks at the right block. Wall backs, turns up and in. Tyler Wall with that little twist down low. And it's out 25-13 Wisconsin.
Who doesn't love good footwork?
Ooh, that's pretty. That was pretty.
Now, I don't want to see Tyler on the dance floor, though. That's the only footwork I want to see from him.
Here's Taron Todd driving on Winter in the lane. Gets it out of there in a high pass gathered by Caleb Fields. And a jump pass bobbled and caught by Avery Phelps. It's Fields right of the circle. Pass deflected by Hepburn. Now Chucky has it. He has Fields off his hip. A feed to Storr. Down the lane. Layup. No tip. Yes. Nolan Winter. Big fella. Running the floor with the tip in. 27-13 Wisconsin. 10-18 left of the first half. Todd high on the left. Throws to Fields between the circles. Fields against Hepburn. Now Klesman. Dominguez with the ball. Gives to Fields. Driving. Reverse layup. Going right to left for the bucket is Caleb Fields. He has 7. 27-15 Wisconsin. We're halfway through the first half here in Madison. Nolan Winter left of the circle. Whistle off the ball, and we're going to get a foul here against Wisconsin.
It's a foul on Tyler because of his screen. He slid a little bit on the screen. And I was just going to say, wow, Wisconsin's screening so well, too. Tyler, I'm trying to give you guys compliments, and you're going to get a foul like that for me.
Because yeah,
they've gotten guys open so much by setting good screens. And, of course, you know, Tyler's got it. Go ahead and pick one up there.
A little double whammy there with that foul because that's his second. So Greg Gard does not play guys with two fouls in the first half very often. He's sitting right now with the ball is Taron Todd driving the lane and flips it up and in.
Taron Todd
with the bucket, 27-17 Wisconsin. 9:38 left in the half. Carter Gilmore back in there with Wall on the bench. Gilly with a pass in from Storr. Carter. Low on the right, takes it left, and he'll finish. Nicely done from Carter Gilmore. 29-17 Wisconsin. 9:20 left of the first half. Todd high on the left. Now the top of the circle against Gilmore. Todd trying to work him in the paint. Pivots, walked. Carter Gilmore getting it done at both ends in that sequence. And now Crowell comes back in. Kamari McGee as well. Hepburn and Winter will sit down.
And that's the difference between Winter and a guy that's had some experience in Gilmore. Understand how much space he needs to give for a driver. a guy that wants to go by you. Okay, give some more space. That's fine. You can raise up, use your length.
Amari McGee out there for Wisconsin, throwing to Stephen Crowell with the right wing. A flip to Gilmore. Quick pass McGee near the center circle against Fields. He'll give it up to Klesman. Pops it to Gilmore in the right wing. Now it's Crowell, top of the circle. Hands off to Storr. A.J. at the top. He'll take a three. Ooh, bricked it wide right. DeAndre Dominguez the rebound. Up the floor comes Caleb Fields for Arkansas State. Into Dominguez, low on the left. Glides to the goal, lays it up and in.
And Wisconsin did not do a good enough job of building that wall. That's why all of a sudden the pick and roll action led right to a layup.
29-19, Wisconsin. And there's Klesman driving left of the lane. Throws one up and missed, but he was fouled on the play with 8:36 left of the first half. Avery Feltz with his second foul. And it is team foul number six on the Red Wolves.
Man, that's that initial offense, that first wave that we're going to see more of this year. With the depth that Wisconsin has, you can push ahead. Max saw he had the advantage, drive, get a foul, get to the free throw line. Those are the easy points that they didn't necessarily get that much of last year that I'm looking forward to this year, because I think they're going to push it just that initial wave much more often than they did last year.
Max hits the first free throw, and that's that old lineman. You get into Big Ten, easy buckets are very, it could be rare, right? But if you
very
can find
rare.
A way to get out in some space, get out and run a little bit. Second free throw for Max is good for his first 2 points.
That's what it sets up. You get to the free throw line, now you can try your press, one, get back.
And they break the press. Darian Ford off the left wing. Knocked away by McGee. And coming up with it is Gilmore. Badgers up 31-19. 8:23 left of the first half. Klesman loops it inside. Crowell catches low on the right. Shot blocked, but a foul on Freddie Hicks. His first. And Stephen Crowell goes to the line for 2 shots. And the Badgers have that significant size edge with Stevie in there. DeAndre Dominguez. He's the tallest they have on the floor at 6'9". Isaiah Nelson, remember, picked up 2 early fouls and the 6'10 Nelson on the bench.
With 8 minutes still in the first half, this Badgers team will now have gotten to the free throw line 10 times. Talked about it last year, how little they got there.
Yeah.
Right? Coach Gard wants to get there 25 times. They are right on pace for that.
First free throw, no good from Crowell. Second one, too long, no good. Carter Gilmore, the rebound. Gilly against Dominguez in the paint. Gets it out of there to Storr. Here's A.J., and he is fouled on the dribble, working along the left lane line. And A.J. Storr will get a 1-1. I think they were pointing to Freddie Hicks, and that's going to be his second. 31-19, Wisconsin, with 8 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half.
Good things happen when you attack the paint. I've loved the way that Wisconsin's done it early. They haven't forced anything. They've been very patient. When the driving lane has been there, they've taken advantage of it, and they've been rewarded by getting the free throw line.
And the front end is good for A.J. Storr. And that's his 10th point here of this first half. 32-19, Wisconsin. Storr 4 out of 7 from the floor. The second free throw is good. He's 3 out of 4 at the foul line. Chucky Hepburn will come back in. He'll sub in for Max Klesman. 33-19, Wisconsin. 8:13 left in the half.
Man, I'm glad to see the towel trade-off is still live and real.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes me proud when you sub in and sub. Give the man the towel. I'm glad that's alive and real still.
As I was getting to become familiarized with Bo Ryan's coaching style, every now and then some newbie would forget that. And he was reminded that you really don't want to forget that.
No, you don't. No, you didn't.
Press is on for Wisconsin. It's 1 and out. As up the floor comes Avery Feltz for Arkansas State, and he'll leave it for Caleb Fields. Fields with 7 points in this first half for the Red Wolves. Operates against Kamari McGee. Hard at the screen. Fields will use it. Left of the lane. Feeds hard at down the lane to the rim. Shot at the bottom of the rim. No good. It comes down to Crowell. Lead feed Kamari McGee. At the floor, right side of the front court. Loops around a Gilmore screen. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Pops it to Hepburn. He'll curl to the line. Down the lane. Slips a pass intended for Crowell, but it's deflected out of bounds. Good defensive work by Avery Feltz as we have a timeout at the under 8 mark of this first half. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Latamata Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.job. 7:45 left of the first half. Wisconsin 33, Arkansas State 19. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. We're not-
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 37 tonight, under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 35, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 33-19, Wisconsin leading Arkansas State. 7:45 left in the first half. Hepburn, Krause, Storr, Gilmore, Siege in the five of the floor is Hepburn baseline right inbounds to Storr. A.J. right of the lane, backing, turns, mid-range jumper, danced off the rim, no good. DeAndre Dominguez the rebound. Here come the Red Bulls. Darian Ford, left sideline to the front court, flips it center circle for Caleb Fields. And the defensive stance is Chucky Hepburn working off a hard hit screen as Fields moving right, throwing to Felt, top of the arc. Covered up by Asijan. A pass for Ford. Deep three, left side, good. Darian Ford from long range, 33-22, Wisconsin. Couple of steps beyond the three-point line, 7:14 left of the first half. Asijan between the arcs. A pass inside, nice feed. Crowell low on the right, missed the shot inside, but he was fouled of the play. Dominguez got him, and Crowell goes to the foul line. What a pass.
I know. What a pass. How about what a duck in by the big? You worry the guard so much.
But Siege is my guy.
Oh, my. Hey, great pass. But Mr. Crowell, what a seal. I mean, he used those wide hips, just cleared out all that room.
See, I'm always going to go because I know where you're going. Oh, so I'm always like, let me stir this up.
Oh, Connor, good pass, though. Good pass.
You big guys are so sensitive. First free throw for Crowell.
Sealed, oh my goodness.
Second free throw is good. All year long, folks, 35-22, Wisconsin. See, like, Tauscher does this to me, like, says things that throw me off track. I want to do that to you. Here's Caleb Fields on the right side. Puts it on the deck, right lane line shot. Rejected by Gilmore, but contact inside. And the foul is called. And this goes against Carter, and that'll be his first.
Gilmore did a good job over there, but as soon as you reach down, it's going to happen. Now, we've seen it earlier in the game go vertical. We're going to use that word a lot, verticality, especially with the new rules. If you're that second side help, you're not going to be able to get charges. You're going to have to go vertical. But, again, when you go vertical, you got to go straight up, straight down, and those arms, they've got to almost go back behind your head so that you don't come down, because as a player, you want to reach down.
Yeah, as soon as that left arm of Gillies came down, that was the problem. As Fields hits the first free throw, Carter will sit down now as Marcus Ilver will check in. Second free throw for Caleb Fields. Good. He hits them both. And looks like a little blood here on the leg of Stephen Crowell. So.
That's because it was all because of the duck-in. That was such a good duck-in. It created blood.
I thought it was a beautiful feed. That my guy Connor. See, everybody thinks all he does is shoot threes. He could be a distributor.
He's getting better passing the ball, absolutely.
talking to Connor yesterday.
It was a huge area to pass it to, but that's okay. I mean, he's getting
it. Oh, he threaded that.
Yes, threaded it. I like that. Threaded it. Yes, yes.
No, this team's going to be fun. While they take care of Stephen Crow, we'll let you know tonight's game brought to you in part by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Stevie all patched up, and we play on. Here's Chucky Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. 6:53 left in the half. Badgers lead 11. Inside feed, flashing to the bucket is my guy Connor Asijan. He'll catch and lay it in.
Great pass by the big fella, Stephen Crawl.
37-24, Wisconsin. Here's Caleb Fields. A little hedge from Crow. Fields against Hepburn. Gives off to Avery Feltz. And he got away with one there. A little dribble handoff, offensive foul. You'd call it. Feltz missed a three. Put back attempt. No. Bodies on the floor. We got a pile up in the lane. What do you got on that, Butchie?
I'm glad you said he missed one, because that was an absolute offensive foul. And I love that I could say it in radio, because I can't say it on TV. Like, that 100% was an offensive foul.
We don't harp on it a lot, but it was kind of
early on in the season.
Yeah, kind of shaken up right now as they're going to give him a minute here. There was kind of an awkward pile up there. Brent Neuhart, the athletic trainer, out there to talk to Asijan and tell he is in a fair amount of discomfort here. We have 6 minutes and 29 seconds left in the first half. 37-24, Wisconsin leading Arkansas State. And that just turned into a pile up there in the lane. So now Connor up in a seated position and now up on his feet. Mentioned talking with Connor yesterday, he was so excited to, you know, is so excited to get this season started. Talked about last year as the season went on, you know, playing a lot of minutes. They counted on him as a freshman, but admitted those legs got heavy late in the year. But you know, part of a short list of freshmen here over the last 25 years who averaged double figures in scoring. And that's a pretty good list he's with. Devin Harris, Alondo Tucker, Ethan Happ, and most recently Brad Davison. DeAndre Dominguez goes to the free throw line for a 1-1, and he hits the front end. Max Klesmet on the floor. We set the Badger five. It's Klesmet, Hepburn, Storr, Ilver, and Crow. DeAndre Dominguez, a UMass transfer, hits the first free throw, and he is good with the second. 37-26, Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes left in the first half. And here's Hepburn throwing to Crow, right wing. Hardness defends, a throw to Ilver. He's with Dominguez, whips it to Klesmet. Off the right wing, Max in the lane, flipped it up left hand, good. Klesmet on the attack, he has four. 39-26, Wisconsin, 6:10 left in the first half. Caleb Fields throwing to Darian Ford into Hardnett off the right elbow. Hands off to Fields, picked up by Crowell on the switch. Fields the drive, goes through the lane, right to left. Kicks it to Darian Ford in the paint, throws it up, no good. Rebound battled for, knocked out of bounds, and belonged to Wisconsin.
That's one of those areas, Matt. Wisconsin's got just a little bit better on making sure they secure that defensive rebound. It was a little bit of an issue last year. One of those areas to clean up this year.
Stephen Crow on the right wing, throwing to Marcus Ilver, flips it to Hepburn between the arcs. Hepburn gives off to Klesmet high in the right. Feltz provides the defense on Max Klesmet. Max left-hand dribble to the foul line. Pull-up jump is good. Klesmet with six. 41-26 Wisconsin. 5:30 left in the first half. With the ball is Caleb Fields. He'll throw to Hardnett at the top. Hardnett against Crow on the switch. Now Hardnett again. Picked up by Crow this time. Hardnett low on the right. Pinned inside. Loops it out to Ford. 12 to shoot. Ford drives on Storr. The lane. Low on the left. Layup good. Darian Ford with five.
AJ's just got to get in a little bit better of a defensive position.
41-28 Wisconsin. 5 minutes left of the first half. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Crow. Top of the circle. Hands off to Klesmet. Max left of the lane. Slipped it into Crow. Low on the right. Up and in. Good finish by your guy, Stephen Crow. Well done.
And he used his length.
Mm-hmm. 43-28 Wisconsin. 4:44 left in the half. Fields driving on Ilver. Shot up, no good. Rebound Crow. Outlet Hepburn, left side of the front court. Dominguez defends. Here's Chucky off the left wing. Swoops to the goal. Layup good with the right hand. Woo!
who was right, but it was the initial wave again, right? Yes. We've talked a lot about that, Matt, but that initial wave comes, brings scores early.
Here's Ford, throws one up over Storr, missed it, but a foul called on A.J.
As good as A.J.'s been on the offensive end, right, the slight adjustments defensively, and he'll learn as the season goes on what he can and can't do. But he's right now, he's too up and down. He needs to get in that defensive stance a little bit more. He's got the length.
Yep.
Give more space. His athletic ability will cover up that space he gives up. Now, all of a sudden, people aren't going to drive by him. That's two times in a row that A.J.'s let someone go by him.
First free throw coming up for Darian Ford is short. 45-28 Wisconsin. 4:25 left in the first half. A.J. picking up that second foul, so he'll sit down. Blackwell comes back in. Nolan Winter in for Steven Crowell. It is a work in progress with A.J. on the defensive end, but he provides so much at the other end. You know, okay, he'll get better. He could be special to watch.
And the difference is he doesn't need to be in the same position as everybody else because his athletic ability covers up some of that.
Second free throw is missed. Winter clears. Here comes Wisconsin. It's Klesmet between the arcs, throwing to Hepburn. Left side, drives on Fields. Hits the break, steps back, mid-range jump. Banged off the rim, no good. Dominguez the rebound. He'll turn and go. Dominguez up the middle through the logo to the front court, and he got hip-checked by Klesmet. And the foul is called.
Didn't love the shot there by Chucky. And when you take bad, that's the way the game of basketball works. You know, you take a bad shot, all of a sudden, boom, leads to transition for the other team. Arkansas State goes. Now where they end up on the free throw.
And it stands out because we haven't seen four shots here in this first half.
Not at all. It's been good. And that wasn't even that bad of a four shot, right? Like, Chucky does it all the time. You can live with it. Coach Gard can live with it. But it just it really magnified itself there because – we haven't seen a whole lot of it, and Arkansas State, that's what they want to do. Get that ball, get out, and go.
DeAndre Dominguez with a 1-1. He hits the front end. One more coming. Isaac Lindsay is checked in for Max Klesmet. Got a Mineral Point, Wisconsin, Isaac. By the way, Connor Asijan has made his way back into the locker room area. Looked like they were just kind of working the back a little bit of Connor and going back into the locker room. Both free throws are good. 45-30, Wisconsin. 4 minutes left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Lindsay at the top of the circle. He'll feed Hepburn left point. Chucky against Caleb Fields. Works him on the dribble in the lane. Kicks it to Ilver. Right corner three. In and out. No good. Caleb Fields the rebound. Ahead it goes to Taron Todd. Hepburn is back. Todd takes him on the lane. Up around Lindsay. Around it out. No good. Rebound Ilver for Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Flips to Winter. Fights the goal. Layup. Good. It counts. And a foul. Again. Moving up the floor quickly. Chucky sets up Nolan for the and one. And we have a timeout on the floor. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 3:35 left of the first half, Wisconsin 47, Arkansas State 30. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. A couple of close ones going on involving Big Ten teams. About 3 minutes left. Rutgers and Princeton down to the wire. Princeton leading 61-57. 3.5 minutes remaining in Columbus. Ohio State 67. Oakland 63. Purdue no problem tonight. Third-ranked Boilermakers defeating Samford 98-45. 3:35 left in the first half here. Wisconsin 47. Arkansas State 30. Badgers 47 points on 29 shots. The most they ever scored in a half, any half last season, was 47 points. Nolan Winter can give his team point number 48 here as he steps to the free throw line.
And I've loved it. We've talked a lot about it, but that initial wave of getting some easy baskets in transition. And it's been everybody. The bigs have run, the guards have run, everyone's run.
This the free throw, trying to chase down the rebound. Got too aggressive as he reaches in and fouled Terran Todd. First on Nolan.
Greg doesn't like it, but he likes it a little bit. To see some aggressiveness there, you're up by 17. It's a good teaching moment tomorrow. You can talk about it, but having a freshman come in, be aggressive, go attack the basketball. It's not a bad thing up 17.
No, not bad at all. Terran Todd, a lefty at the free throw line, shooting a couple as he missed the first as they're in the double bonus now.
Now, if that happens against Tennessee on Friday, we might have a different conversation.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Tennessee opening up tonight against Tennessee Tech, and the Vols are rolling. Second free throw is good. 1 out of 2 for Todd, the 6'4 junior out of Ontario, Canada. 47-31 Wisconsin, 3:30 left in the first half. Over to the front court for Lindsay. Feeds Blackwell. Turns it to Hepburn along the right sideline. A toss for Winter. A flip for Marcus Silver. Now Chucky bobs off of Nolan Winter's screen. It's against Caleb Fields. Works off the screen to his right. Feeds Silver at the top. Marcus left of the lane. Backing on Dominguez. 7 to shoot. Turning. Shooting. Around and out. No good. Rebound. Yanked down by Darian Ford. Ford will push to the front court for Arkansas State. A feed to Hicks. Driving to the cup and the layup is good.
That'll also be a clip they see tomorrow, too, because transition defense, you got to build the wall. They didn't. Easy layup there by Arkansas State.
47-33, Wisconsin, 2:48 left in the first half. Ilver on the right wing. Bounces to a posting Isaac Lindsay. Right block. Isaac goes up and in and one. Isaac Lindsay, the guard, posting at the right block. And an and one opportunity. They'll go against Terran Todd, his first.
We've talked about this team, the initial wave, getting out, scoring some easy buckets. The other thing we talked about was how to find some easier points, depth. Badgers so far with 12 players to play in this first half. Struggled last year to find that depth. This year so far, Coach Gard has to love what he's seen from everyone that stepped on the floor.
Free throw is good for Lindsay. And a word that I was hearing yesterday, talking with a couple of the guys, accountability. So if you're not doing what the coach wants you to do, coach has options. Free throw is good for Isaac. 3-point play. Here's Hicks off the left wing, and he pushed it up and in. Freddie Hicks has a little game. 50-35, Wisconsin, 2:25 left in the half.
Chucky did a good job there of avoiding a block, especially with the new rules.
Steven Crow with the ball, whistle off the ball. I think Darian Ford was tagging John Blackwell there. Let's check it out. I think that's the call, and it is first on Ford.
Man, what I was talking about there, Chucky was the help side there. Ford drove the lane, left his feet. At that point, last year, Chucky would have probably tried to get contact, would have been a charge, go the other way. Chucky at that point realized, hey, I'm not going to get there, slid to the side because the shot was already up. He wasn't going to have any impact on it, avoided that.
Those new rules, as soon as that offensive player has the plant foot down, you're not getting the charge. First free throw is good for Blackwell. John with 4 points in this first half. Second free throw on the way, and that's straight through. 52-35, Wisconsin, with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. You heard it right, left in the first half. Here's Hicks, right lane line, drives around Crow, pushed it up and in, and one. Steven Crow with his second foul. And an and one opportunity for Freddie Hicks.
Man, that's just a tough one there. Driving lane is there. Hicks does a great job of using his shoulder to get into Steven. As soon as that guard gets into that big, you got to just go straight up, straight down. Steven reaches just a little bit. And it's going to be called every time.
Free throw for Hicks is good. And it's now 52-38, Wisconsin, with 2 minutes left in the first half. Isaac Lindsay out front, throwing to Gilmore on the left wing. Gilmore tossed it back out to Lindsay. It's at the Blackwell, left side, long two in the air is good for John Blackwell. 54-38, Wisconsin, a minute 45 left of the first half. Terran Todd outside lefts for Arkansas State against Lindsay. Around a Hicks screen, now picked up by Gilmore in the switch. Todd will try to go to work on him and retreats, gives off to Fields, off the left wing, and he walked with the ball. Trying to stop on a dime, and he couldn't do it. Turnover, Arkansas State.
Wisconsin's done a good job of trading off the guards, right? They've been able to switch that a lot. Arkansas State tried to go one-on-one, but because of the switches, they've got the main defender on that they wanted to, has led to a lot of turnovers.
Trying to recede back out, not at the bench area, but towards it on an exercise bike, just trying to stay as loose as he can. He was shaken up earlier this half. Lindsay throwing to Hepburn, a minute 15 left of the break, 54-38 Wisconsin. Chucky against Fields, stop and go dribble, kicks to Marcus Silver, and he walked with the ball, trying to drive it off the wing.
Yeah, Marcus wasn't shot ready at that point. Didn't know what he wanted to do on the catch. Then he, stepped back, stepped out of bounds. You got to know what you want. If you're in that corner guy, know that that ball is going to come to you. Be shot ready. Lift up. Let that thing fly.
Just the third turnover for the Badgers in this first half. 105 left in it. 54-38 Wisconsin. Darian Ford to the right side. Feeds Hicks. Baseline right. A bounce deflected. And it's stolen away by Chucky Hepburn. It was intended for Terran Todd. Chucky up the middle. Hits the brakes. Goes again. Right lane line. Pivot. Slips a pass into Gilmore. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Bounced off the rim twice and out. No good. And a rebound to Caleb Fields. Fields goes cross court. Right to left for Freddie Hicks. He's with Lindsay. Leads it back to Fields on the left side. Dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Pushed it up. That was deflected by Lindsay. Comes down to Gilmore. Releases to Isaac. Lead feed. Dangerous pass to Hepburn. And it's knocked loose. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Hicks. Hepburn trying to tie him up. And see if they get a timeout taken here by... Oh, they got a held ball. All right. Chucky Hepburn was able to get a held ball. And the Badgers had the arrow. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard. He'll take the use it or lose it right now with 30 seconds left in the half. 54-38, Wisconsin.
Talked about that initial wave right there. Isaac Lindsay tosses it cross court.
Yep.
If you're going to throw that ball, throw it up the floor, not across the floor. Anytime you throw it across that floor, that's when you're going to see some problems.
The Badgers, though, courtesy of Chucky Hepburn, able to get the ball back. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. So 30 left in the half, 54-38 Wisconsin. The Badgers 21 of 33 from the field. All of the buckets inside the three-point line, 36 paint points for Wisconsin.
Might have been a key to the game, too, huh?
I believe you mentioned that. Yeah. Dominate the paint.
They've done it so far, and they've done it a variety of ways. Post touches, transition. You can do it in a variety of ways. That shows the experience of this team.
John Blackwell, sideline right front court, inbounds to Hepburn. Fields defends. Chucky on the dribble out there with Blackwell, Gilmore, Lindsay, and Ilver. Chucky picked it up, throws to Blackwell. Now it's Lindsay, 10 on the shot clock. Lindsay with a throw to Hepburn on the left side. Under the three-point line, backing his Hepburn, turns, fades, flips, hits. Two more for Hepburn, 10 seconds left in the half, 56-38 Wisconsin. Down to 6 seconds left till halftime. Caleb Fields with four, Fields with three, Fields with two. Throwing to Hicks, a three in the air, it is good at the buzzer. Badgers wanted steps, they wanted a traveling violation, didn't get it. A three-pointer by Hicks. At the buzzer, and the Badger coaches are a little stunned at the no call.
I think there's a lot of people stunned at the no call. But it's game one. You're going to have mistakes.
That's right. Badgers go into the locker room with a 15-point lead. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. At the half, Wisconsin 56, Arkansas State 41. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Halftime in Madison on opening night, Wisconsin 56, Arkansas State 41. Individual scoring, Freddie Hicks with 15 points leading the way for the Red Wolves. Caleb Fields has 9, 6 for DeAndre Dominguez, 5 for Darian Ford, 3 apiece for Laquil Hartnett and Taren Todd. A.J. Storr pacing the Badgers, he has 11. John Blackwell with 7, Stephen Crowell with 7, 6 apiece for Max Klesman and Chucky Hepburn, 6 for Tyler Wall as well, 4 for Nolan Winter, 4 for Connor Asijan, 3 points for Isaac Lindsay, and 2 for Carter Gilmore. At the break, Wisconsin 56, Arkansas State 41. Coming up, our halftime chat. Butchie and I return in a couple of minutes, presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, the Badgers lead Arkansas State's